BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, odds, and just about everything sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
All these interviews happened in one day, and they all were saying the same thing we were saying for the last year, 2 years, about this team and what's wrong with this team. I kept saying it ain't talent, it ain't this, that, and third, and they finally listened. So with that being said, fam, we break down the team the way we broke down the team. We laid the game out. We talked about why the team was failing, why there were fractures in the team, all this type of stuff. We talked about it, got on Mickey Loomis, just exposed Mickey Loomis and, you know, what was going on there. All of that, man, all that had to be brought out. All of that had to be emptied out, because who's going to do it? Who's going to talk about it? We're going to sit up here and talk about position groups all day and not the direction of the team was wrong. I mean, you can have talent all day. If the guy is misusing the talent and they don't respect what he's doing, then you're not going to win no ball games. You off code, and I said this before, an off code team can't be the team on code, man. That's how the world ran. The world is dominated and ran by people that operate by a code, family. Your whole society is codified. A person that's off code usually will be a victim to the code. You have to have a strong code that you live by. And what I'm saying that is, when you transverse that to like a sports, like in sports, it's the same thing. It's a universal principle that you got to have a system of code that you live off. A lot of my Christian brethren and sistren use the scriptures. The scriptures is the code they live by. A lot of the Muslim brothers, they use the Quran, and sisters use the Quran. Other holy books, the Jewish brethren and sistren, they use their books, so on and so forth. It is a code that you have to be governed by, or you will end up being conquered or destroyed or ran out by people who do have codes. That happens in sports as well. An off-code team can't beat any team that's on code, that's operating behind a code or a system that they believe in. Won't work. Won't happen. It will not happen. So that's why I was saying, like with the Saints, they talk about that one game. They would have never got that one game. The Saints had several opportunities to catch that one game last year, and they always fall short when they got right up to the podium. It wasn't coincidence that they would just fall short in those games. The Rams game, you should have had. The Packers game, you should have had. The Vikings game, you should have had. The first Atlanta game, you should have had. So how do you get up to the point in time where you're supposed to show yourself and represent, and you don't do it, because that's when you need to apply that code, and they didn't do it, they would lose the game. They would have never, you could have gave them 100 chances at it. They wouldn't have never gotten that. They would have always fell short, because that's what not having the correct code is. You fall short. You do not reach the goal. But boys and goyles, that is not the case now. This is the floor in which the Saints are operating on. And I am so very happy to see the Saints. Yes, me. I'm just merely the messenger. I'm letting you guys know that the way the Saints are operating, with the offensive line coach, the QB coach, the running back coach, the wide receiver coach, all these new coaches, and what Dennis Allen is saying, and that's two of your biggest impediments to success. You just heard him. You heard Derek Carr talk about, how does the accountability impact Derek Carr? How does it? You heard what he said about Clint Kubiak being on him, always, you know, staying on him, making sure he does everything right. What does that mean? Janocle talked about that in his interview, talked about his footwork, making sure his footwork is correct, making sure his progressions are correct, and not leaving anything to chance. Telling him, this is how we want you to do it, and do it this way. Do not ad-lib, do it this way. And they're doing that. That is a part of, that's going to help him excel. You'll get a 4,000-yard passer with that mentality, because that's what John Gruden did. John Gruden stayed on this man, and every year he had 4,000 yards passing. Watch what happened with Andrew Janocle and Clint Kubiak this year. The accountability doesn't fail, fam. Attention to detail and accountability doesn't fail. It doesn't fail unless they don't implement it. I just don't think that Clint Kubiak is going to be a half-ass offensive coordinator. I think he's going to live by that because he got all his guys that believe in the same stuff he do. How does Dennis Allen apply? You heard Dennis Allen put accountability and attention to detail in back-to-back wording. We've never heard him use those two words, and we knew that was his biggest impairments since he's been here. But he used them today, all that in the same day. So my answer to the family members, once again, are the Saints on the right path? Y'all tell me in the chat what you guys think. Put it in there. Let me know. Because I will have to say I am 100% sure that the Saints are on the correct path to success. I co-sign everything that they are attempting to do right now. I co-sign it 1,000%. This is what I've been asking for 4 years. Us here at the Great Saint Think Tank, Sports Coma, the family, we've all been saying this for a while, and they're finally doing it. And that's why I'm like, damn, they finally doing it, man. They finally found the answer. They found it. They listen. They doing it now. Now watch this. If they building this as a floor for this offense and this team moving forward, watch what happened now, because that's what was stopping us. So happy they found it, family. So happy they found it, man. Now I can be stopped being accused of being a wet blanket. I'm like, damn, bro. I've never been called that before. I know it's out of love, man. But listen, bro, sometimes that's what I told the family members, man, the truth's the truth, man. You want the truth or not, man? If you want somebody to lie to y'all, I can't do it, man. I'm not going to do it, man. I'm not no liar. I'm not going to sit up here and lie to people, man. That's not what it's for. I'm not going to give you and sell you popcorn and bubble gum and all that shit. All I got is the truth. That's all I got to say about the black and gold. All right. So anyway, let's move on, fam. Let me give you a few more items of news, fam, before we go. But I'm so very encouraged from what I see from the Saints in these interviews, man. Very encouraged. All right, so let's go into this. Saints finalized the 2024 preseason schedule. A shout out to our friends at the Canal Street Chronicles. Much love to you guys. Appreciate you. And this is the schedule right here. Let me see if I can pop it up here on Twitter here. I put that up, and there you go right there. This is the three games for the Saints. August the 10th, they open up the preseason against the Arizona Cardinals. August the 18th, it's against the 49ers. In the 25th, they go up against the Tennessee Titans. So there you go. The only one home game, and that's the Titan matchup. Both the Cardinals and Niner games are on the road. So that's the preseason matchup for you guys. Preseason schedule, just in case you guys didn't know. There it is, baby. All right. And then, of course, finally, I wanted to kind of go over this with you guys. And this is some of the stuff that is going on here. Y'all put one in the chat if y'all can hear this.
We are learning the New Orleans Saints are not caught up when it comes to paying for the ongoing renovations at the Superdome.
The team owes more than $11 million and hasn't made a payment since December. WDSU Sports Director Fletcher Mackel live in studio with all the details, breaking down what appears to be a black eye for the black and gold, but they just responded with their own statement.
Yeah, less than an hour ago, the $450 million renovation, a construction project set for completion this summer, has hit a snag from a funding standpoint because the New Orleans Saints have not made payments towards the project in the calendar year of 2024. And now we know why. Let me catch you up, though. The Superdome project was announced back in 2019. It started in 2020. It's been taking place in a four-part series and is set to be completed this August in time for the NFL season. The Dome is, of course, hosting the NFL's biggest event this winter, Super Bowl 59, in February 2025.
Okay, so let's stop right here because, of course, the news networks are not going to kind of break this part of the game, but I often talk about the economics of what goes on with the Saints. Y'all know that's what I do. I like to keep it real on all fronts, not just about football, but often say that if the money isn't correct, you never see football on the field. So if the money has to be right. You got almost a half a billion dollar tab that was paid for by you guys, the taxpayers of the area, the citizens of New Orleans, and pretty much the state, because they use some of the state money too, to use it. So it's a lot of state and federal money that's tied into these Superdome renovations, almost a half a billion dollars. And the Saints, out of all this taxpayer money, as you can see, $450 million project. The LSED paying $200 million, which is, you know, what that's coming out of. Saints paying $160 million. State of Louisiana paying $90 million. So they kind of break it down there. And the Saints owe $11.4 million. But they had to shame them on news because as soon as they kind of let this loose, the Saints quickly got on. So that's pocket change right here. I think Gail carries that much. She got about $13 million in a bag, you know what I'm saying? Plus that she got that Saturday night special that she put on that old boy that time when she was driving around. That old boy thought he was going to get her out her whip and noticed that she took his lunch money and she kept her car and went to dinner. She showed that Saturday night special, you know what I'm saying? She had that she had that eagle that flies in the desert. And he thought he was going to run up on Gail, and Gail said, "You better get out of here. Got that thing, young man. You better get out of here. I got you. You better get out of here." And you notice she kept it trucking. She kept her car and went to dinner. You don't play with Gail. But anyway, Saints, and she got that much in her pocketbook, man. Come on. Gail worth, $6, $7, $8, $9 billion. She's the richest person in the state of Louisiana. $11.4 billion is pocket change to Gail, man. Let's go.
And as part of the original deal, the Louisiana Stadium and Exposition District, the LSED, the government entity which oversees the property, was set to pay roughly $200 million of the renovation.
Now, that's the entity that oversees, and I think they oversee the Superdome, the arena, and the convention center. I think that's what they do. This is an unelected board of people that has power or control over your biggest money-making buildings in the city. Now, the reason why I always throw this on the mind of the people, because ultimately my vast vision is that ultimately down the line, people actually start getting money from these ventures. I mean, you, taxpayers, you know, get money back because we're funding a private enterprise. So if they're taking taxpayer money that could go to other things and they're giving it to a private enterprise, even though they said your team, you can't go up in that Superdome and go walk up there anytime. You won't put your damn feet up and just sit up there and watch a movie in there. You can't throw your ass in jail. But you told me this is my Superdome. You can't go down to the Saints practice facility and go in there and have lunch in there, you know, without permission. Oh, you can't do that. Yeah, but my taxpayers' money paid for the facility. No, it's you. They only say you're New Orleans Saints and all that kind of stuff. They only say that so that you feel like you get a part, but they get all of the financial benefit of it. You see what I'm getting at here? The whole reality is you should be getting something from this, monetarily speaking, because your money is going to helping them make even more money. It's public funds going to a private enterprise. And you're supposed to be getting something back for that is what I'm trying to tell y'all. Not nothing, as just opposed to you saying this is your team. You have more control over the team. So my vision is to change this dynamic where we have a more of intelligent family base and not just people who are just fanatical for the team and do whatever they say they're going to do. So I can't stand that. I can't go with that. You have to have this type of thinking if you are going to change this type of dynamic so that we can get something for it, because we are putting something into it outside of just saying it's your squad. That's my vision. And I've been trying to work on that for some time. So, you know, maybe you guys can kind of help me move that thing along so we can all get paid. help a brother out.
Saints, about $160 million in the state, about $90 million. According to sources, the Saints had a payment of more than $11 million due at the first of the year, but they have not made any payments this year. In a statement released about an hour ago, the Saints say in part, "We have no issue with making the current payment of $11.5 million, or for that matter, the remaining balance. We have, however, asked for certain documentation over an extended period, and we have not received that documentation."
Gail got that in the place.
Unfortunately, it was disappointing to hear the comments coming out of the LSED meeting today that the team is not acting in good faith, when in fact, we feel the opposite is true. We are hopeful that this matter can be resolved expeditiously, as any delay would be very unfortunate for all parties and for the city. The Saints.
Was that a veiled threat?
Did not specify, even when asked, what type of documentation they're seeking from the state of Louisiana.
All right. So there you go. All right. So what you talk about? Gail got that in a poise. She got that in a poise, baby. All right. Louisiana says Saints need a new stadium. Gail can have it built and make all that money back over 5 years. Yeah. Look at Jerry Jones' return on the Cowboys stadium. Indeed. And she don't have to just have football venues, man. They can. He does boxing events. He does a lot of stuff in there. He took his own money and funded his own stadium the way he wanted it. And I think that's the model. I think that's being a business person. But then the NFL is created where that's where they talk about viability. It's the thing about, you know, you extend out everything. I mean, it's not just the 11.4 million. The Saints don't pay any rent on those buildings. I've said this before. A lot of these files are sealed. This thing's like, well, Q, how you know how to file? Because it's common sense. Why would they seal the files if they pay rent on? They don't pay rent on those buildings. They don't pay no rent. I already know what time it is. That's like what happened with Tom Benson before he passed on. His daughter and they were going at him, suing each other because, you know, he took their cars away and all their Benzes, you know, got the Benz dealership and all. They took all their cars away. Kicked them out of the will because they were adverse to Gail. The girls didn't like Gail. Gail didn't like the girls. You know, and like I told you, I've reported this on the show before about why they wasn't. They blamed Gail and reports, and I read all the documents, that Gail was, instead of giving Tom Benson medicine, she was allegedly giving him candy and wine. And they just, and that's what they said. That was alleged in documents. We don't know if that's true or not, but that's what they said. That's what they believed, the people that were suing him, you know, his family, his girls. There was Rita LeBlanc and the rest of them. But, you know, they took him to court and they wasn't going to give him anything. But then the girls had a strategy where we're going to force you to open up the books. We're going to sue you and we want our money. We're going to open up the books to the state and the city to find out how much money you're making so that we can get a fair cut. The moment they said that, not too long after, they settled with them. They do not want the books open up to see what kind of sweetheart deals the state and the city are giving the Saints. We already know. I told y'all guys the truth. I already told you. They don't pay rent on those buildings. Pelicans and Saints don't pay rent on those buildings. They get massive tax breaks. They pay very little taxes. The whole little deal, they gave them a skyscraper that's called the Benson Tower that sits right by the Superdome, was a building they gave them for pennies on the dollar. Then when Tom Benson renovated the building, the state then rented out suites in the building for double the rent. See that? How do you do that? And where are you getting the money from? Where does the state get the money for the pay the Saints? They get it from you. The state fund because they had state offices, like state ran offices in that building. And they were using taxpayer money to pay double the rent on those states. Of course, when that came out, they changed it. But see, what I'm saying is, this is what they do, people who don't know business, who operate with that type of mentality that I'm trying to fight. They just run all around you and just take you apart because they figure, well, they want us to do this. Nah, enough is enough. That's why I was saying, man, everybody that is in this state, in the city, should be getting a check from this, for real. So for real, because you can't change the dynamic if you own code. We just operate with so much disconnection, just allowing them to do all this and then get mad when they screw up and they can inside trade and all this. That's your fault. You let them do it. You know, there shouldn't be a crooked bastard nowhere, anywhere, none of these places. If we was on our square, if we was doing what we were supposed to do, that would never happen. But we allow too much to happen because we don't even care. We become complacent with how things are. We don't want the responsibility. That's what happened. But world changes change the world when they wake up and realize their place in it. This is not going to fly anymore. This is going to be the case. And guess what? It's more of you than it is of them. So whatever you say, go, baby. Recognize your power. Claim your power. That's what I'm trying to say. But anyway, listen, I'm going to leave on that empowerment note. But listen, all together tonight, Are the Saints on the right path of success for the season? Are they on the right path this season? They are damn sure on the right path this season. I'm just going to keep it a buck 15 with you. I love what I've heard from these assistant coaches, Clint Kubiak. I love what I heard from Dennis Allen, finally recognizing that accountability and attention to detail is what we need to win. When we were saying this for years here, the pinning thing, everything, think about everything we talked about and see they're doing it right now. Everything, even the pinning thing, all of that, everything we said, go do it. They're doing it right now. And I'm so happy because I'm tired of us underachieving, fam. We finally done did it. We finally done did it, baby. We done did it. So they're building the foundation, fam. Let's see them ride on that, man. So like I said, let's see. I think the rest of the NFC South is in trouble, man. That's the biggest thing I have. It's like, I don't know if they're going to fix the things that they need to be fixed. Family, they are on the correct course of action. We looking good. I think the NFC South is in trouble. They're in trouble because we already had the guns, the talent. Now we got somebody that understands attention to detail and responsibility, accountability. The NFC South is in trouble, fam. They're in trouble. All right. All right. So with that being said, thank you for that, Louisiana Animal, man, for your super chat. They appreciate it, fam. And thank all of the family members, man, for tuning in tonight. I hope you guys are empowered by this because this was a very positive thing, man. This is a sea change, man, because we've been preaching this for a while, and I'm glad to see it all happen. The talk of it happened all in pretty much one day. It happened in pretty much one day, but it's good. And I am thoroughly satisfied with the direction of where this team is based on the floor that they're currently building. You heard what Derek Carr said. He's a big impediment to success last year. Dennis Allen was the hugest impediment. But you see him talking accountability and attention to detail. Clint Kubiak is handling his business. You heard what Derek Carr saying about Clint Kubiak being on his back, watching and saying, watching everything that he does, telling them that you need to do this. You need that. There you go. That's what you need. That's what you need. So anyway, with that, man, I'm going to get on up out of here. I appreciate y'all, man. I'm going to be back. What, tomorrow is Thursday? I'm going to be back. I'll be forgetting the days. I'm going to be back tomorrow on Thursday, man. Much love to y'all, man. Hey, family, and first and foremost, there's a movie, man, that came out tonight. I wanted to see it, but I didn't see it. A friend of mine sent me the movie. It's a hip-hop movie. It did a history, a documentary about the history of hip-hop. It played down here. I wasn't able to see it, but I don't know if anybody probably went down there and seen it, but it was a movie that's supposed to be playing. It's about the birth of hip hop. I want to see that, man, but I want to see, you know, maybe a hip hop movie about the birth of hip hop from a New Orleans perspective. That would be interesting. I think I'd love to see that. But it's always interesting film to me. But anyway, y'all let me know in the comment section if y'all seen that, if y'all heard about that. But anyway, with that being said, I'm going on it. I appreciate y'all, man. I'm going to holler at y'all on the next one. Much love to who that.
Yeah. Boogie like Benson, I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Long as I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or winning, I'm a who that. Sports coma, yeah, this is where we do that. 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 Boogie like Benson,
I'm a who that.
Sports coma, this is where we do that.
Where we do that.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Somebody please better help. Running this thing like elf. Thank God every day I'm not a felt. Go to YouTube live with Big Q and the guys. If you ain't ride or die, the bandwagon get flipped. Been marching in, that was way for the ring. I was yelling out your shame for the championship. Fucking on town, duck down. Falcons, pluck, get shut down. Panthers ain't much touchdown. The vision really belong to us now. So much hate on the Saints, you could probably tell. Ever since Bounty Gate hit the NFL, when things seem fishy and you probably smell the crooked referees on Roger Goodell. Yeah. Like this and I'm a who that. Every day I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or winning, I'm a who that. It's the sports coma, this is where we do that. Where we do that at. Where we do that at. Where we do that, where we do that, where we do that at. Boogie like this and I'm a who that. It's the sports coma, this is where we do that.
You're listening to the Sports Coma with Big Q and the guys on the PRO Media Network.
The Sports Comb is brought to you by Bet Online, where the game starts.